KQED. Boisterous drumming from some of the Oakland A's most diehard baseball fans. At every home game, they bang out beats, different ones for each player and each action on the field. You can find the informal drum corps in section 149 in the bleachers of the Oakland Coliseum. They got their start nearly two decades ago, and it seems like they're going to remain a fixture at A's home games. The team just announced their intention to build a downtown ballpark and remain rooted in Oakland. We spent a home game with some longtime drummers, Will McNeil, Andy Cho, and the California Report's own Nina Thorson, who drums for the A's when she's not making radio. First, we hear from the unofficial band leader, Brian Alerningus.
Hey, my name is Brian Alerningus.
Our atmosphere here is pretty active, pretty festive. It's always a party, and that's what attracted me. I've been here all my life. My parents sat out here. My grandparents used to sit out here.
I'm Will McNeil from Hayward, California. Our group started bringing the drums about 2006, 2007, and they've been banging away ever since, and I can't complain. They help bring a lot of atmosphere to this place. I wave a flag, and I'm a fill-in drummer when need be.
Four! Four!
My name is Nina Thorson. I think that's one of the things that people have come to expect when they come to the Coliseum, and it's part of the unique Oakland Coliseum character.
They are hitting the ball hard, boy, I tell you. Strike. That's two strikes to get two beats. And we go a little nuts on the third strike. Funny thing about it, most of us are not drummers by trade. And we sound pretty damn good on TV sometimes, you know? It's pretty amazing. I'm like, wow, we came up with that.
We have tambourines, cowbells, little hand drums. If you want to come and hang out with us, you will be welcome to do that on the first day that you get here.
That ball hit good. Get up! Get up! Yeah! Been here long enough, you can almost tell that ball's going. You're like, oh, that's gone.
We have a different beat for each player. They're not random at all.
Second baseman, number eight. Yeah. Lowry!
Like this beat, it's a continuation of the song. Oh, should I? Yeah! That's the way!
What's different here is that instead of saying, let's go Giants or let's go Dodgers, it's let's go Oakland. It's about the city and the community. It's not just about this particular iteration of this franchise. So it's, let's go Oakland.
Let's go Oakland. Let's go Oakland.
Our fan base isn't the biggest in the world, but anytime anyone wants to be an A's fan, we gotta welcome them in.
Love Oakland, we love Oakland, we love Oakland, we love Oakland, we love Oakland.
Whether it's 5,000 or 50,000 in this place, it's just, I love it. I know, I'm an Oakland guy.
Well, a couple of years ago, I was scared beyond belief. I was going to lose my favorite baseball team, my favorite team, period. But now I'm a lot more reassured that we're not going anywhere. I'm thankful and just relieved, honestly.
We call ourselves the family. So it's something that, you know, that we embrace. You know, we're very, you know, very close. We spend more time with each other more than we do with our own family at times, you know.
Two good friends of ours met here in the bleachers in 2013 that are now happily married. So you can find a lot of things in the bleachers, apparently. Sometimes you'll find the love of your life right here in the bleachers, and it's pretty cool.
Let's go, Oakland!
Tina Rubio produced that postcard. We heard from drummers Brian Alerningus, Will McNeil, Andy Cho, and our own Nina Thorson. If you want to see and hear more from the bleacher diehards, we've got a video at californiareport.org. And that's the California Report Magazine, a production of KQED Public Radio in San Francisco. Every week, we take you on a road trip for the ears to meet the people and visit the places that make California unique. You can listen to us wherever you are, subscribe to our podcast, and let us know what you think about our show. Send us a note at calreport@kqed.org. Our director is Susie Racho. Our senior editor is Victoria Maulion. Our technical producer is Seal Muller, with help from engineers Howard Gelman and Danny Bringer. Our team includes Bianca Taylor, Peter Arcuni, Ryan Levy, Bert Johnson, Craig Miller, Ethan Lindsay, Ingrid Becker, and Holly Kernan. I'm Sasha Coca. Thanks for listening. This is the California Report Magazine. Your state, your stories.
Support for the California Report comes from Barracuda Networks, cloud-ready firewalls engineered for today's next-generation business networks. Learn more at barracuda.com/cloud-ready. The James Irvine Foundation, expanding economic and political opportunity for Californians who are working but struggling with poverty. More at irvine.org. And Eric and Wendy Schmidt, whose family foundation advances the wiser use of energy and natural resources on a planet where everything is connected. On the web at theschmidt.org.